Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Jake's Gamer Talk. Thanks for tuning in. Today, I'm joined here yet again by Archie Bradbury.
Why, hello there.
And we're here to talk about Pokemon Sword and Shield yet again. Now, this time, we're going to be reviewing kind of what's come out and what we've seen so far. Pokemon Sword and Shield, if you didn't know, has recently released, and there's a lot of new content to discuss, and there's a lot of mixed emotion about it. I personally am split down the line, both in a love and hate relationship. So let's start off, Archie, which version have you played through?
I have played Sword. I've not played Shield.
Okay, but do you know any of the differences inside of Sword and Shield?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. One of them is it is Galarian Ponyta is much harder to find in Sword, mm-hmm. but Galarian Farfetch shows up way easier in Sword. And then the pseudo-legendary Pokemon are, there's two ones in Sword and then two ones in Shield. Deino and Jangmu, I think is what the one, mm-hmm. the one from Alola. And then they have Larvitar and Goomy in Shield. That's what I believe the differences are.
There are, just in case you're unaware, there are a lot of exclusive Pokemon. I mean, like, I looked at the list and just, there are, I think there are more exclusive Pokemon than almost like any other Pokemon game at this point.
Oh, yeah.
Or at least I feel like that. There's like, I think they really tried to divide these games down. I mean, I thought, you know, Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee was split, but like, this is really like the definition of split. Outside of actually changing how the game works, I think they went as split as they could. There are a lot of Pokemon you can get that are exclusive to each. I think, personally speaking, I would prefer Sword, but I ended up with Shield. I'm happy with Shield, but Sword, I did kind of get jealous of Legendary there. So I kind of feel bad because I picked
Sword.
It's I was gonna get Shield just so I could compare, but but hey, I'm gonna find a way to trade with someone. See if I can't get a Sword.
I was gonna say.
Sword dog myself. So, I want to say that to start off, when I went into the game, the first thing I kind of noticed was a lot of the problems that had been kind of pointed out pre-game were kind of fading into the back of my head the farther I went along.
Yes.
I think now the problems are still there. The problems that we pointed out are still kind of evident, but I just think that it kind of fades away with the more you play the game. There are new mechanics that are in there, and as much as I kind of reminisce about the older games, I think that it's fair to give this game its moment, its spotlight. For instance, I think that the XP share kind of mechanic, there is no XP share in this game, but all your Pokemon still share the same amount of XP. You get the same amount of XP. I'm not a huge fan of that, but it's kind of a new mechanic that I guess it doesn't suck. It just kind of makes the game easier. So depending upon how you view it.
Well, the one thing that they added in the game is that they made sure that the gyms actually, mm-hmm. like, it's back-to-back, and it gets hard, actually. Like,
yeah.
I remember playing the Fire-type gym leader, and I had a water starter. I picked Sobble. Yeah. So I was like, okay, I got this. You go, Drizzle, Drobble. And he's mm-hmm. like, it beat my Drobble, and I was scared. I was like,
yeah.
I was like, I'm underleveled, and that thing just two-shot my Drizzle, or Drobble, whatever.
Drobble,
I
always
get confused. Yeah. But and they made sure that the Pokemon levels, like, mm-hmm. I played through the game, and I was grinding. I'm trying to complete my Pokedex, so I'm trying to catch everything. I'm battling everything, and I was still, like, at par level until, like, yeah. over halfway through the game. Then you start stomping, but, like, most of the game, I was on par with the level, at least through the story.
Yeah, I think, okay, when, first of all, let me say, I have not memorized all the Pokemon's names yet, and I am kind of a little shaky on the names.
Yeah,
so
I gave my
name. Don't worry about forgetting Drobble's name.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, yeah, and especially when you name your Pokemon, you just kind of get used to what the nickname is instead of the actual name. So. But talking about the actual difficulty of the game, I don't think it's the hardest Pokemon game I've played yet, but it did kind of surprise me with how difficult it was. And while I said that the XP share, personally, in my experience, it makes it a little easier. I remember when I used to play Heart Gold, I'd have to grind for hours to get my Pokemon up to level.
Well, yeah.
And I get it, you know. But the point is, I think it's kind of an in-between level. It's not for experts in like super hard, which Pokemon never really was for like super hardcore gamers. It was a kid's game, but that being said, it isn't exactly easy. You can enjoy it, you know, without much experience in the game, and it's that kind of, you know, easy. It just takes a little bit of practice, but at the same time, it's not going to be super difficult and hard to beat and impossible.
That's the thing, like, one of the point of Sword and Shield is a lot of the mechanics they added are just making ease of use. Like, you don't have to grind as much. You don't have to, like, do certain things. It's so much easier to get strong Pokemon. It's so much easier to find Pokemon. Like, the Pokedex saying exactly where that Pokemon is if you're missing it in your Pokedex. It's really easy.
One of the big things I think that it threw people off from the older games was that grinding for levels and for shinies, which, I mean, they're still hard to get. It's not exactly easy, but you get my point. It's just kind of that in-between level, that perfect level of, you know, a little bit of grinding to make it difficult, but at the same time, it's not a boring kind of grind or one that would take you having to use the internet to try and find the fastest method. It's just an overall enjoyable kind of experience, in my opinion. I would say that I'm mixed on the Galarian forms. I'm like 50-50. At least, okay, I'll give it this. The Alolan forms for Pokemon were, like, in my opinion, I didn't like a lot of them. But the Galarian forms, I'm starting to kind of grow to them. I'm still kind of disappointed with Meowth.
Trash.
Yeah.
Trash.
In both, they ruined, in my opinion, in both the Alolan form and the Galarian form. I mean, this one has a giant beard. And it's just like, it looks like a homeless man. Literally just a garbage man.
Then it runs out. You're like, get away, homeless man.
Get away, hobo man. Yeah. And you know, the Alolan form, it was really the evolution of Meowth.
Oh, yeah. The round face. Persian.
Yeah, like a huge freaking watermelon head. I'm like, what did you do? My baby.
Well, what are your favorite Pokemon? Persian for some reason?
Well, okay. Well, at the very least, I like the look of the original Meowth in Persian. But
I think if they made the head so big, they should have made the body chubby.
Bigger, yeah.
Because they made it sleek for some reason still, and it just looks just like body proportions, man. Anyway, back to the Galarian forms.
I wasn't a huge fan of Ponyta when it released, but I mean, it's growing on me. It's growing on me. I'll give it that.
The shine too is pretty cool.
Yeah, shiny. That's what switched my mind around for that one. There's another problem though with it that I kind of, it's just, again, it's one of those things that's kind of faded down the line. It's the Pokemon on the Dex. It's still kind of weird to not have all of my favorite Pokemon there because there are a lot of Pokemon. I still think they had, in my opinion, a chance to put them all in. I think they had perfect kind of, you know, they could have done it, but regardless of why they didn't do it, I think it's a problem that was heavily addressed, but it just never really came through. And it works though. You know, at first you go into the game and you're like, well, I gotta, you know, I can't get, you know, one of my favorite Pokemon. I wanted, personally, Squirtle, because Squirtle's a very cute one.
My favorite starter happens to be, I love the Cyndaquil line. Mm-hmm. My three favorite Pokemon are Typhlosion, mm-hmm. Weavile, and Houndour. And I have my baby Weavile on my team. I tried to go all new Pokemon, and then I cut a Sneasel because mm-hmm. I went a little too far in the Galar region, in the wild area, let's per se.
Yeah.
And I barely caught a wild Sneasel. It's like one level, like, under what the max was.
Yeah.
And I had him on my team, and now he's my Weavile, and I love him.
Yeah. So, I mean, as long as you're willing to accept that you're going to catch new Pokemon this time, you're not going to catch the same team as you did last game, I mean, I think it works out pretty well, and I think they have a very wide selection of Pokemon that you can choose from. On the difficulty level for the game, going back to that, with these Pokemon, I think they're trying to kind of balance out which Pokemon you can and can't use. Because in the past, I know there are a couple things to note from the past. First of all, you have, even the base game, a lot of the beginning Pokemon that you first catch and get attached to later become, some of them become kind of useless, especially the bug types. The bug types in a lot of the early games were like the first Pokemon you capture, but they sucked.
And this new game, Vorpedo, is actually pretty good.
Yeah, and this time I think they're trying to make every Pokemon, in my opinion, at least as from what I've seen, they're trying to make every Pokemon kind of viable to play with. So that way, if you have a favorite Pokemon so far, you don't have to leave it in your box because, well, it's kind of become practically useless at this point. especially in online competitive play, where back in the past you had these Pokemon, and when you catch them, you don't really, especially if you're new to Pokemon, you don't think about like their nature and their IVs and EVs all that much. You just know that, hey, I can use it, it works, and for the most of the storyline, it does. But when you start to play with other people, you get people who IV and EV train, and you also get people who try to get the best nature possible and even hidden abilities, and you can still do that. You can still breed for a certain Pokemon. You can still catch them out in the wild. But this time, you can actually make these Pokemon more competitively viable. With, as I understand, berries, you know, you can get, like, certain stats. You can change the nature of your Pokemon, which is great. I think that in the past, I've wasted so many Pokemon not being able to play with them. They just sat in my box gathering dust all day. Yeah. And the only reason I would actually use a Pokemon, even if it kind of sucked, was because it was shiny.
You can only send it to work now.
Yeah, you can do that. So I think now, this time, you know, if I catch like a shiny and the stats suck, I can train it up. So far, I have not caught a shiny, I'll tell you. But yeah. I am trying to work my way there. So that's pretty good. Archie, do you play any competitive modes and
I've been
Pokemon?
Getting into it, but I've also been working on other games myself. But I have been trying to put, like, I'm right now, my team is just my first team, and I'm just kind of like trying to catch all the Pokemon right now. Mm-hmm. And then I'm gonna shiny hunt, and then I'll probably do competitive. It sounds fun though, and it looks fun. Like, I've watched people play it, and it actually looks fun, and EV training actually sounds kind of fun to start doing, because I've never done it before. Yeah. And it's like the first time I've actually been motivated to do it. So hopefully.
It's going to be pretty good. I think what past games suffered from was the fact that not too many people knew or cared about online battling.
Yeah,
it's actually, I think they're trying to push for online battling. I mean, granted, they also want to get the good story mode in, but like, there were a lot of complaints with Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee for the competitive battle. A lot of our moves, the move pool was released, and it was lacking. They took away a lot of that move pool. And so moves like Metronome, one of my favorite moves, one that just pulls a random move from the entire list, becomes practically useless because, you know, the moves are, you have such a limited, you know, pool of moves to choose from. But yeah. This time around, you know, we have a lot more moves. We have a lot more Pokemon. I think that's great that we can find. Competitive seems to be one of the things they're pushing. So that being said, Gigamaxing.
Oh,
yeah.
Dynamaxing. And Gigantamaxing.
Gigantamaxing.
I like it a lot. It makes it way more competitively viable. You won't just get stomped by a Mega Evolved Pokemon now. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's actually, like, when you go into competitive, it's actually, like, I mean, sure, it is kind of broken at times, but the raid battles are so much fun.
Yeah.
And, like, competitive, it is still kind of broken, but it's only 3 turns.
That's true.
And you can actually one-shot them pretty well. Like, I remember, I'm like, mm-hmm. first ever time in a gym, it was like, I think it was the water gym, and mm-hmm. I accidentally hit Dynamax at the start of the fight.
Oh.
But I was like, oh, God, I guess I'll throw my Boltund in there. And then he one-shot the Gigantamax, and I was like, oh, yeah. Okay.
I think it's pretty cool, I guess. It's definitely new. I have yet to kind of grow attached to it, but at the same time, I don't hate it. I think it's fair, at least.
My one gripe is you can't get a Gigantamax really until you beat the game.
Yeah.
I kind of like found that annoying. Like, you can mind you mm-hmm. get a Gigantamax. It's just that they do not show up at all. Like, you like, because, like, you can't get to those areas that they usually spawn in, but there's, like, a Butterfree spot in the first part where you just have to sit at a well and pray to God that it shows up. And, like, they're all limited time right now. I'm pretty sure it's Butterfree, Snorlax, and I think Machamp.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, like, once it goes over to the new year, like, or something around there, it's, like, late January, February, gone. It's, like, way chance just drops to nothing.
Yeah,
and it's just, like, why? Yeah. I'm like, I think they should have kept him, but Dreadnought is, like, generic. I think you can find him anywhere as a Gigantamax after you beat the game. It's just really hard to find. You have to farm it.
Yeah.
And I think they should have done a thing with, like, the Mega Evolve stones. Like, I'm pretty sure the only one that I have, and I've looked it up. I've tried to look it up. I might be a little sketch on it. But the only one I've been able to find is the Eviolite. But I've literally been talking to every single person. I've ran inside their house. I've interrogated them. And they have not given me it. I bought an entire fire set. Because I was like, oh, he's going to give me the Centiscorch thing that'll make my Centiscorch Gigantamax. Yeah. And I'm like, wow, he gave me the TM for, like, burn or something.
Yeah, I always hate that in the game. You, like, you feel like you're going to get something special. I remember, like, in the older games, you'd think you'd get, like, an HM move, but you're going to get a TM move. And in the new games, you think you're going to get something, you know, that's going to give Gigamax, but, like, or Gigantamax, but no, it's not. It's not.
You can get a Butterfree that's just straight up just raid hard, battle. Yeah, it's just Drake, Butterfree's just there, and then like, but it's not Gigantamax. We're just like, ugh.
Yeah. I'd say some other notable things that I think it kind of sparked my interest, kind of made me accept it, and kind of enjoy the game a little more. Graphics were they're pretty good. I'd say they're not the best I've seen. To be fair,
just in the wild, honestly.
Yeah, just in the wild. There's a couple drawbacks on it that they still have, and I again, the little small things like the models could have been a little better animated, in my opinion. But at the end of the day, I don't think they did a bad job with them. I don't think it's the worst graphics I've seen yet, and all things being considered, it doesn't take away from the point of the game. So it's pretty good music in this new one. It's good. Yeah, it's like a not a dun, 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 it's like a hip hop kind of like a what am I looking for? Because it's like a J. I don't know, like
jazz.
Not jazz. I don't know, like some kind of hip hop kind of jumpy beat, electro jazz or electro. I think it's just like it's kind of a jump around kind of beat. It's like an electro hop
remix.
Like
Get Hyped.
Yeah, Get Hyped. It actually,
like gym battles. Okay. Oh yeah. Amazing.
When the crowd actually chants, you can hear it in the background. Yeah, I like the song. Yeah. I don't know. It feels just kind of. I don't know. It gets you hyped. Unlike the other games. The other games, like, sure, it had good music, but like this one actually, I don't know. Oh, yeah, it feels like it's part of the game.
Yeah, it's like when you get out of a gym, they're like, "Yeah, we love you." Yeah, you're like, yeah. "Wow, this actually feels kind of dope."
Because the other games, I did it. This attention, it's on me. Because
in the
like
other
it.
Games, you're just a 10-year-old waddling around town like,
"Let me battle you for this tree cut move, dude."
And then you stomp them, and they're like, wow, good job for you, kid.
Let me give you this badge.
Not knowing that you're, like, the most powerful trainer in the universe. Yeah. But in this one, you actually, like, feel like you're strong. You're
I think, like, they want you to, like, feel like you're actually getting attention. People are noticing who you are. They're like, wow, oh, my gosh, this kid actually won. What? Why? This gym leader hasn't been beaten in, like, 10 years, but okay.
Yeah, and then Hop's like, I somehow beat him.
Yeah.
Just like, okay, Hop.
He's just like, yeah, I guess I just beat him. I'd say, I really feel like they pulled through on this one. There are, again, small fixes that they should do, but
I'm on the like side. Like, I like it way more than my gripes.
Yeah, I think the favor side kind of pulls it past the hate side.
Yeah.
So I think it kind of came through on that. As for other types of Pokemon, the new types, we have a couple legendary Pokemon. That's pretty much my reaction. Nothing outstanding, I guess. I guess the dogs. I mean, the dogs, legendary dogs are. I mean, they kind of. Look a
Doggo
little.
With sword, Doggo with shield.
Yeah, there pretty much. Doggo infused with shield.
Yes,
keep
Doggo
in mind.
Infused with shield. Okay, I think, honestly, they shouldn't have advertised what the dog with the sword and the dog with the shield
looks
face.
Like.
They should have kept the original forms how they show up in-game, which is when they have, like, the cloaks and stuff. It's way more mysterious. And then,
and
like,
foggy.
And then when they, like, show up, like dude, imagine how hyped people would be if they didn't know they did that. And then in the game, they're like, what?
Yeah, but then, no, they just decided to advertise with sword and shield.
And then Eternatus, if you don't know what that is, it's, like, at the end of the game. Mm. It's just a hand. It's the Gigantamax form. And that's, like, a weird dragon thing.
It's a hand.
It's a hand.
It's a hand. It's like Master Hand.
Yeah, I'm literally just like, why?
Okay.
Like, you hype up this big boss. I mean, it is like a, what were they called? Ultra Beasts in
Alola? Yeah, they were Ultra Beasts.
It's a lot like that. Just kind of like, why? Like, it wasn't really needed. And I think they could have made it better. Like, the Ultra Beasts, the reason they were... I would say most of them are decent. They're not good Pokemon, but they're good designs.
Yeah.
But it made sense because there are so many of them, where Eternatus is, look at me on my hand. And it's the only Pokemon in the entire game that's like that. You're just like, okay.
I guess this works. What are you going to do is slash me, fight me. And as for other new Pokemon, we also have new Shinies this time around. Now, as I'm to understand, the catching method that I've heard so far, at least, is basically you have to chain catch them, as per usual.
You can also chain kill them.
Chain kill them, yeah.
If you're a terrible human being,
yeah, if you just want to, like, you know. But who doesn't love to fill up their boxes and see the progress so far, you know? I mean, it's been chain catching and chain fainting and whatever, chain encountering. with Pokemon.
And
I didn't expect it to be too different. And the odds, like the base odds for encountering a shiny, are still, you know, they're still the base odds. That it isn't the original 8,192 chance. It's like half that, chance. Mm-hmm. So, I'm kind of fine with that. I think it's still pretty rare that you'll see one, and I'm fine with the chain catching method. It's been that way for a while.
I heard the Suna method still really well, which is when you get a foreign Pokemon and you breed it. If you don't know,
yeah, you got to breed it with another, like, you know, foreign Pokemon. And there's like a couple things that the Masuda method does, I think, outside of that, but I think that's the base concept. I'm kind of fine with the odds on that. I mean, I think it's great. My favorite shiny so far is that new sheep Pokemon, the one that can be black.
Oh, yeah, it turns into black.
Yeah.
Fudge. I'd say Shiny Galarian Ponyta. I really like the new. Yeah. Well, the thing is, I have a special... I can't tell different shades of blue and green, so if it's a shade of blue, it looks blue. Or if it looks like the color... Like, if it's gray with a shade of blue, it looks gray to me. Mm-hmm. So, a lot of Pokemon this generation have that thing. Yeah. Yeah. So, a lot of Pokemon for me look gray. So,
yeah.
I'm sorry. So, I can't really say anything about shinies. They just look like a gray version to me, because a lot of them are a weird gray-blue.
Yeah.
So
That seems to be a common color. Blue and green, yeah.
Yeah.
Overall, it kind of pulled itself back. Not to mention that we are back to the regular catching method. You throw a Pokeball. You don't have to do the ring thing like they did in Let's Go or Pokemon Go. I guess they were trying to draw in Pokemon Go players. Overall, I think the game, it's great. I think it's trying to get people to cooperate with one another, both in competitive battles and in, like, raid battles, where you can have multiple people helping you at the same time. And I think it's just trying... Past games really haven't been multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the only other multiplayer one for story mode is Let's Go, which is, I mean, it's not outstanding or anything. So, to say the least, I think they're trying to get people to actually cooperate and play together on the same server. That's pretty great.
One of the funny things I thought was, like, the difference between now and when the game first came out. Because when the game first came out, when you're online, when you catch a new Pokemon, it says it in the multiplayer chat. So it'd be like, I want to fight a max raid battle, and gets drowned out by 90 people catching a new Pokemon. And, like... max raid battles are actually fairly easy until you get halfway through the game. And you're like, oh, hey, I can do a 4-star. I've been soloing these, and the AI's been doing fine. Then you get your butt kicked.
Handed to
you,
yeah.
Absolutely just destroyed. And I'm just like, I can't do this. Yeah. I need friends.
I need people. I mean, why don't I have friends
anymore? Well, people
anymore?
Actually, like, are really willing to join you, which is kind of surprising.
Yeah,
because, like, Pokemon is usually, like, so reclusive, I think. Like, it's more like a solo experience, but, like, now you're just like, wow, people are here.
Yeah, they actually, like, they're getting the community now. They're not, like, you know, in the past, it'd be like, if you play Pokemon on the DS, you're the most secluded guy ever. You're just, like, in the back of the room, like, yeah, let me get that Clefairy. And then all of a sudden, now we're, like, talking about games that, like,
everyone's
trying to participate. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, everyone's farming. Together. Like, at the end, when I'm talking about Gigantamax farming, people will farm Gigantamax shinies.
Yeah,
insanely rare, but people will just sit there for months.
just sitting there, just, like, waiting for that shiny.
I happen to know a friend
up.
That's just sat there for 3 weeks, just waiting for
I personally, I don't know. Do you know if you can get a shiny Charmander? Whenever
No. Wait, how do you get him again?
I guess you could breed it, but like...
How do you get him again?
Like isn't it the final champion once you beat him or something?
No.
You
get the they said if it's given to you in-game, it's shiny locked. If it's a Pokemon given to you in-game, it's shiny locked.
Oh, that's a shame.
That's one thing I don't... Just why? Why do they shiny lock the starters and legendaries?
It's... I don't know. Like, you don't have to... Wait, have they shiny locked legendaries in this one?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, okay. I didn't go for them this time. I really... didn't care for the shiny forms too much.
The shiny Mewtwo is enough.
Yeah, shiny Mewtwo is enough. But I don't know. Like, why do they shiny lock? If you want to hunt it, it's your own will to do
it. Yeah, there's no reason you shouldn't.
Yeah, that's true. Anyways, that'll be all for today. So, thank you, Archie, for being here today, and
thank you, everyone else,
for tuning in. So, see you next time on Jake's Gamer Talk. Thank you.